everyone. Welcome to this week's Podcast Insider. We're doing things a little different today. We're actually recording on Riverside.fm. It's part of an announcement we have with them today. So we'll get into the regular show. But got information today. We got a little bit of news for you. We've got best practices. We've got, of course, blueberry news. We've got some pro tip of the day. We've got an interview. And, of course, the question of the week. So lots happening, Mike, here at Blueberry. But, of course, there's lots happening in the podcasting space. So,
yeah, definitely. Definitely a lot. Kind of a slow big news week, but a lot of little things going on that's quite interesting to talk about. So,
again, today, if you're watching us live, you can see the split screen of the Riverside.fm application. And but again, we'll talk about that more here in a minute. Wow, The Verge says Joe Rogan is losing influence after going exclusive on Spotify.
Yeah, it only makes sense. I mean, if you limit the possibilities of people listening to you and places you can be listened to, that would totally make sense. But what they're talking about, saw a little bit further down in the article that, like, if he posts on Instagram, even his influence is less because less people are watching him on a regular basis.
Yeah, and I think what we've kind of known there is there was always this concern that things would, you know, would, for better words, that he would maybe lose audience, that people in different countries wouldn't be able to get access to the show because it wasn't in those countries. And there's a variety of things that have happened, but they don't have the exact numbers of what's going actually on within Spotify. I'm sure he's doing fine over there. But I think that the thing to consider here is, you know, the potential of, you know, he just won't have as much, you know, when his guests come on, they won't have as much of an impact and so forth. So, you know, I'm just kind of thinking that's where he's at. And I can't necessarily disagree with the article.
No, and, you know, it just makes sense. But, you know, still, you know, he cashed the check and, you know, more power to him, you know. But and maybe he's not going for influence. You know, he's just wanting to do a show and get paid for it. So, but, you know, I think he would have grown above, you know, what he got paid by Spotify. I think if he'd have stayed on his own over time, would have made more money in the long run. But who's to say he's not going to get a better deal next time? Or, you know, when his time at Spotify is done, he'll go back to doing what he was doing, and I think he'll be fine.
So moving on here, Reply All, really, wow. Earlier in the week, they put a tweet out that was basically apologizing for having military recruitment spots in their show, and they were telling their audience that they were trying to get rid of those, and again apologizing, and made some pretty interesting comments that I was offended to. You and I are both veterans, so I think, you know, we both are of the mind, if a individual wants to join a service branch, it's a great opportunity, and great opportunity for education, benefits, paycheck. You know, it comes with some restrictions on your life, but it is, you know, I did 25 years, so no complaints. And you, how many years did you serve, Mike?
Just shy of 10.
So they got a lot of blowback, and they've since apologized. So I haven't even read the apology, but
I haven't seen the apology, but I did notice you chimed in on there, and I was going to, and I thought better of it, so. You know, sometimes, you know, if what you really want to say in public is probably not a good thing to say in public.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, I've always thought that, you know, if a service branch wants to advertise on podcasts, I think it's a great place to advertise. And why not? They advertise everywhere else. Might as well spend some dollars in the podcasting space. They only spend it with the NFL and, you know, NBA and all these other big events, spending out big dollars to drive recruitment. So, why?
But it will take some ads from
the
them.
Way they. Sure, just the way they worded it though in their tweet was to me it raised my ire just a little bit. I said, hey, you know, we'll take that money.
Sure,
and I'm sure we'll find some podcasters that would love to promote. So, anyway, they've apologized and.
Okay, well, I haven't seen that, but if it's good that they have. You know, if you've got a link to that, let's make sure we get that in the show notes.
It's in the show notes.
Oh, okay, good.
It's in our show notes today.
Good, good.
Oh, they didn't apologize. This is the link to the original. Yeah. It says reply all apologizes. Oh, okay. They didn't actually apologize. No,
they're apologizing for the ad to their listeners.
That's what I was saying. Okay. So they didn't actually apologize about apologizing.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm all screwed up the way that was written.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not a good headline writer.
So, yeah, it's still off there. So probably I would suspect they won't be advertising very much longer on Reply All.
I would hope not. That brings up a bigger issue. I've been hearing rumors. This is just rumors, but that the whole Gimlet unit of Spotify is having a little bit of turmoil. So I think that's been going on for a while.
Podcast Addict, which, of course, is an Android app, has added a cool alarm clock feature. So what does this do? Wake you up with your favorite podcast?
Yeah, and you can even set it to a playlist or, I guess, radio on an Android that has a radio. You know, a lot of Android phones have built-in FM radios, too. And
yeah,
that's through the app, you can, you know, have it wake you up to your favorite podcast. And
can't imagine nothing more appealing than waking up on a Friday morning to listen to Podcast Insiders.
There you go.
If you're a Podcast Addict fan, make sure you schedule, you know, latest edition of a Podcast Insider to play in your podcast. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right. It's been announced the Melbourne Podcast Fest will not go on this year. You know, in Australia, they're still locking down and putting people in like you can't even leave your home in some places in Australia, some states. So they are not going to move forward with it, which is too bad. It's,
I'm not sure when that was actually going to be. I think it was fairly, you know, soon that it was scheduled. But they pulled the plug on it for 2021. Let's hope for 2022.
Also, are you having trouble naming your podcast? Try this AI-based one. So, when you played around with it, Mike, what happened?
Yeah, I put in podcast from the insiders at Blueberry Podcasting talking about podcasting. I know it's kind of crazy, but put that as the description, right. And it came up with podcast from the insiders at Blueberry or Blueberry Podcasting Insider. And ironically, it came up with our real title, Podcast Insider.
So this is kind of a cool thing. It's, it uses your description then of your show. Yeah. To come up with a podcast name. Now, what you should do is take the name that it comes up with that you like, and you should search for that to see if you've got any copyright violations. You want to make sure that you're not.
It says, describe your podcast as if you were explaining it to your parents. That's pretty good. Okay.
So it's over at, that's interesting that someone's came up with this tool. So very, very cool. It's fun to play around with.
Yeah, it's over at getwelder.com/podcast name generator with dashes in it, and we'll have a link to it in the show notes. Pretty cool, I thought.
All right, yeah, and it would help, maybe help someone find a combination that doesn't exist already. Best practice, you know, if your show is published from WordPress, I can't believe this has happened again. Don't let a web designer move you off WordPress without knowing what they're doing, right?
It's crazy. I get this every so often. You know, somebody calls up in a panic. He says, yeah, I just redesigned my website and blah, 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 blah. And I get to talking to them. And they say, well, yeah, my web designer gave us a new website. It's over at Squarespace. And now my podcast never updates. Well, of course not. Mm-hmm. Because your RSS feed was dependent on WordPress.
Yeah, WordPress/PowerPress.
Right. And, you know, and it's not just PowerPress. There's other plugins out there. If you're on WordPress and that's where the feed comes from, regardless of what plugin you're using, don't let them move you. Be real careful about who you hire and make sure they know something about podcasting. A lot of them don't.
And if you're in doubt, contact your podcast host before doing anything to your website. If you know, especially if you're using WordPress and a podcast plugin, which we hope it's PowerPress, you know, make sure you know, if you're going to move to Wix or some of these other platforms, there are steps involved to move, and you know, it can be done, but you don't want to have an extinction event. So what happened with the show that moved? Were they able to revert?
No, they actually, this one did revert back to WordPress, but I've had others where they've went to Squarespace, and we have a way of working with Squarespace to make it work, but you have to still be able to do a 301 redirect. And a lot of these places like Kajabi is one that will do podcasting natively. They're not very good at it, in my opinion, just my opinion. But Kajabi, there's no possibility. They don't even know what a 301 redirect is, and they're a web hosting company. So once you're locked into Kajabi as your feed, you're locked in.
So can you put a 301 direct on Squarespace for a non-existent URL? That was never on there to begin with.
Yes, you can on Squarespace. Uh-huh. I have instructions for that in our documentation for Squarespace now. So I learned how to do that.
Oh, good. So. Awesome. So they wouldn't necessarily, if they moved and said, oh my God, I've killed my show, they wouldn't necessarily then, they could recover because of this, you know, you just kind of back it in.
Yeah, but like I said, if you go to Wix or Kajabi or a few others, it's really hard to do a 301. So you've got to kind of revert it back to WordPress. And if you really still want to move, then you do the redirect, get moved, then do the new website.
But you almost have to move to either a new domain or, you know, it gets very difficult in some circumstances. Now, there are ways that we can keep your feed alive and keep your audience alive. Maybe use Podcast Mirror or something.
Yeah, I mean, we've got ways of helping it out, but if you've totally moved and there's no way to revert back, you're kind of messed up. Yeah. You know, there's always a way. Yeah. It's going to take some time and some finagling, but you know, it's a lot better to ask before you make any big moves with your website than it is to fix it afterwards. And of course, PowerPress and Blueberry are 100% focused on podcasting. So if you're using, you know, that, if you're coming from somewhere else to that, or you're just going laterally to a different website, PowerPress still works regardless of which WordPress website you're on.
And just, you know, again, when in doubt, ask the question and we'll help you out the best we can. So let's talk about a little bit of Blueberry News. It's been a busy week for the team. Matter of fact, for the last eight days, I have barely left my desk during business hours. But the new dashboard beta Mike and I went through the beta yesterday morning, and I think we logged 20 or 21 little small items that need to be fixed. And I think they're working through those. But the beta, this beautiful, gorgeous new dashboard that is going to wow all of you. The beta is maybe even today, it may be available. But all you have to do is watch the top of the Podcaster dashboard at Blueberry for the link to try out the new dashboard. Now, we're going to give you about a week. We're going to give you about a week in beta. And then we're going to flip the switch and make it live.
I'm not sure if we're going to do that yet this week, being as we had a few bugs we had to work out. But
I don't think so. I hope they switch.
It could be. So just watch the top of the dashboard at Blueberry if you're a Blueberry customer and get to check out the new dashboard.
Yep.
And let us know if something you click on doesn't work right. Because we want to get it right before we make it mandatory.
So talk a little bit about pro services as well. If you have a pro account with Blueberry, in other words, you're a pro hoster. In other words, you're not on a flat rate plan. You're on our pro service plan, a pro hosting plan. You can now order and manage your pro account yourself. And that's the best part, is within the dashboard, there's now ability for you to manage your shows. You don't have to contact the staff, although you can. But you can add shows, change billing, add services, remove services.
And I believe you can even order it if you don't have pro service yet. You can order it right from the dashboard.
Yeah, right from the main dashboard. And really, what does Pro give you? Pro gives you the ability on the base level Pro plan to do pre-roll ad insertion. Gives you our network showcasing tool. That really is the bonus, along with unlimited storage,
very good prices on bandwidth compared to other places.
Yep. And it really is designed for people that have multiple shows. Maybe you've got 2-3 shows already on Blueberry and you're playing a flat rate for those. Maybe it's just cheaper to go pro and have them under the banner of a network account. But again, you can manage all those services. You don't have to, have to worry about Mackenzie she's out on vacation this week. You don't have to worry about her not getting your emails or something falling through the cracks. We actually sent an email yesterday to all of our pro hosting customers, direct email, letting them know about these changes. So we hope that you'll go in and go ahead and manage your pro account if you're one of those customer categories. Let's talk about the blog post. It's gotten a little activity this week from mostly on Facebook. People are talking about it.
Right. What about your negative comments? You know, it's the title of the article is "You got your first or 100th negative comment or negative review. Now what?" And so it goes through, is this reviewer even real? You know, there's a lot of fake reviewers out there, or a lot of reviewers that just, maybe this happened a while back, but there was some competition to a podcast. You know, someone in the same genre wanted to make sure that the other podcast got a bad review. That can happen. So make sure it's an actually meaningful review. And if there's anything, can you learn anything from what they said? I've got a few comments or reviews on shows that I've done, and they were spot on, whether I changed anything or not, it's up to me, but, they were lying.
Well, I've gotten some reviews or some comments before, and I kind of embrace them. I talk about them on the show, which often drives more comments from the audience. So, and sometimes they're really out in left field, but sometimes it's kind of hits close to the heart. Have to consider whether or not I want to make a change or not. But yeah, I wouldn't do that for one listener. I may accumulate a number of comments before making a change. But I always say in reviews, everyone's going to get a bad one at some point. We can't please everybody, and that's the beauty of the podcasting space. There's just so many other shows out there. That's important. There's so many other shows out there that you can find something else.
Back in the day, they used to talk about 500 channels on your television. Well, we've got 3 to 5 million channels on your podcast player.
And probably 400,000 or 500,000 of them are actually active, but yeah. You can listen to reruns.
Well, just like the cable channels, you can flip to a cable channel that nobody pays any attention to. So, same idea.
That's right. Yeah. We did announce our podcast of the month, LaJoy Mercer from the Brown Girl Radiance podcast. Matter of fact, she's our interview today. And read about LaJoy. LaJoy is going to make us look bad, Mike, because she comes across with so much energy and excitement. I'm kind of giving it away here a little bit, but go read the blog post. And of course, you're going to hear the interview if you are subscribed or followed to this show here in just a few moments. Those of you that are live will have to listen to the podcast when it gets posted, because we don't play the interviews on the show. But anyway, it's exciting. She's got a great show, growing quickly, doing some exciting things. So anyway, congratulations to our Blueberries Podcaster of the Month, LaJoy Mercer from the Brown Girl Radiance Podcast. So we'll talk about something we're doing a little different today. Today we're using Riverside.fm, and Mike, you and I have used this in the past. People haven't really seen it before, and If you've been watching live, you'll notice that Mike and I can see each other like we normally do.
I'm getting equal screen space. There we go.
Yes, you're getting more screen time. And I can see it's compensating for video. So you're a little blurry to me on this side. And what they do is it's really designed. You can stream from Riverside FM as well, directly from that platform out. But we kind of decided to show it off today as the interface. And if we put the video up, you'll be able to see at the bottom of the page, there's a button to hit record. And this is what's beauty about this is it does a double ender.
Yeah, it's a true double ender, which is good.
Yep. As I'm recording, it does a master on the Mac Mini, which this is being recorded on. And on Mike's side, his is being recorded, and then they upload together to the cloud. And when you're all done, you get a combined file, and you get two separate audio tracks for each person, which can be edited that way. And then, if you so chose, you can actually get the video as well from this program. I don't think it does a double ender for the video.
I'm not sure.
But they have a great... And I'm not sure either, because we never used the video from the platform. But they've got a great editing suite as well. They've announced a whole bunch of new stuff. But why are we doing this? It's simple, because we've made a relationship with Riverside. We've got a partnership deal with them that allows you, as a Blueberry customer, to get 30% off...
On a yearly plan. Yep.
...of your subscription with them on an annual plan.
There's a promo code you have to use and all that, so...
Yep, there's a promo code, and so you definitely want to save money, and we're going to have that link up there. If you're not using Riverside already, this is a great... If you have a co-host, in my opinion, there's a couple other platforms out there, but in my opinion, this is one of the best platforms out there. This company's got it nailed. The audio is top-notch. The tools are top-notch. So... You definitely want to, if you're looking for remote recording, you know, Mike and I have for years used Skype, and then I record locally, Mike records locally. We have
like three backups.
We don't record in Skype. Yeah. But this just is a one approach solves all. Now, I still always recommend people have some sort of backup recording if they can, but you don't. I've taken this on travel internationally. And been in a hotel, and the connection wasn't fantastic, yet Mike and I were able to produce a quality show because it was recording master on my end, master on his end. He got both pieces, and it was done. So definitely check out the offer that we have.
It's an impressive piece of software for sure.
Absolutely. And with the editing tool that they have in addition to this now, so you can finish and just go do editing right in their platform and then be able to export the final MP3. So there's, you know, this is really a fantastic tool. So I hope that you'll take a few moments and check the product out. Again, make sure that there's a promo code on the partner page that we're going to link to in the show notes. It's at blueberry.com/services/partners/riverside-fm. I know that's too much to remember. So just come to podcastinsider.com and grab the link. And the link actually has some embedded information in it.
Yeah, BLU30.
Yeah, BLU30 is what you will use at checkout to lock in that 30% savings. So this is exciting. I'm glad that we've been able to work this partnership out with them. We've got more coming, too, with the app. So the app. Actually, the agreement is signed with the folks that are building our apps for our customers. We've sent a few people over there, but we'll have a webpage for that soon too. $39, Mike, is the app's monthly cost for iOS and Android app. So, but anyway, we'll have more details on that in the very near future. And if you haven't tried the Podcast Insider app, yes, this show has an app. You can find Podcast Insider on Android and iOS. Matter of fact, Mike, we should probably start linking to that in the show notes.
Yeah, I will add that.
And you can see what the potential is for your own app. But let's go ahead and move on. We got a blueberry pro tip. What's this one?
It's sound design. And Toby from the pro team there wants to talk about sound design.
All right. So we'll go ahead and kick to this this segment with Toby from the blueberrypro.com team. So here it comes.
If you were around in the 90s, you might have heard of a TV show called Friends where everyone spoke like this. Hi, I'm Toby Goodman from the Blueberry Pro production team. Now, love it or hate it, the first few notes of that theme tune are known the world over and speak to fans like some sort of call to prayer. And it's not just the opening theme music that's got its built-in crowd-participating claps. The incidental music between the scenes in a show like Friends is also very much there by design and is something that unconsciously and subtly sets the mood for the next scene. These are powerful audio cues that don't need visuals. Now, just like Friends, every professional podcast needs strong, staple production assets. Catchy music themes are just one example, while emotive artwork is another. But today's tip is about sound. Over at Blueberry Pro Production, we can help you create your own unique audio signature that shows often before a word is heard that your listeners are in the presence of someone who takes what they do and their podcast seriously. They're in the presence of someone who wants to create a comfortable environment for them, their listeners. So a meditation show with heavy rock music at the start is quite funny, but it's not going to set the right mood. Now, all of this is important because as a podcaster, setting the scene with sound, with creating feelings in mind, is something that isn't considered by most. Great sound design will create a sense of belonging for your listeners, who will, if you get it right, regularly make space in their calendar to get that feeling that you create for them. So this is essential for you if you want them to show up every time you publish, so that you can, if you'll excuse the pun, be there for them. It's critical to understand as podcasters, we're all in the business of creating feelings. When you create the right feelings, you'll create a bond with your listeners who will feel as if they know you well. And when you get that right, they will share your podcast and maybe, if you're a podcaster in business, ultimately get in touch to invest in your products or services. As you'd expect from the Blueberry Pro production team, powered by Podcast Network Solutions, our sound design team are standing by to work closely with you to ensure the tone of music and sound is matched perfectly to the tone of your podcast.
All right. Thanks, Toby, for that. As a reminder, you too can sound better and relieve yourself of a lot of production duty by working with our Blueberry Pro team at blueberrypro.com. They got great packages. It really lifts the burden of a lot of stuff that you, the mundane stuff that maybe you don't want to do. They make us sound better on this show. So definitely go over to blueberrypro.com and check it out. But next up, we've got our interview with LaJoy Mercer from the Brown Girl Radiance podcast. I think you're going to love this interview. We're going to cut to that. And when we come back, we'll have our question of the week. Everybody, Podcast Insider is just absolutely pleased to welcome our August Podcaster of the Month. Her name is LaJoy Mercer, and she does the Brown Girl Radiance podcast. So anything that has the word radiance in it makes me know this is going to be an exciting interview. So LaJoy, welcome to Podcast Insider.
Thank you so much for having me, Todd. And, you know, Blueberry has been such an amazing part of my podcasting journey. So I can't thank you and your team enough for all you've done in supporting me along the way.
Well, we appreciate you having you as a customer and appreciate also having you as our August Podcaster of the Month. So I'll just do what I do with any other podcaster interview. Why podcasting? Why did you decide that this was a vehicle for you to get what you want to share out?
Well, I would say it definitely wasn't me. I actually woke up on Monday, March 12, 2018, and I heard God say to me, podcasting. And I knew that it wasn't me because that's not something that I would ever like really think about doing. I wasn't even really that familiar with podcasting. Like, I listened to a couple of podcasts from my church, which of course are normally just the sermons. And so because I knew it was God, I immediately sat up in my bed and I Googled how to start a podcast. And so from there, I literally, I started listening to different podcasts just to understand like the flow of different shows, not necessarily because I wanted to try to make my show like another one. I just wanted to really see what was already out there. And then at my library, we had free classes. So I took a few classes on the fundamentals of audio engineering. And then also they have a sound booth that was available for free for me to use. So in terms of the subject at the time, the Black Panther movie was just released in February 2018. And so you can probably see from my background.
I do.
That I have what I would call a healthy obsession with the movie. And so when I was reflecting on what I loved about the movie, I realized it was truly the women of Wakanda, their strength, their intellect, their beauty, and just that imagery that was presented, as well as all the different themes. And so from that, I knew that I wanted to do a podcast about that. But then I realized if you want to take it more to a macro level beyond that, I really just love and admire and celebrate Black women as a whole, Black and Brown women. And so that's how I came up with Brown Girl Radiance. And so during my first season, I dedicated that to the women of Wakanda. My second season, we did the Michelle Obama Becoming Book Club. And then my most recent season, which lasted a whole year, we celebrated Brown Girls Abroad. So I spoke to expats, missionaries, just globetrotters, women who have been born in different nations and still have that same unified experience of being a Black or Brown woman in this world. And so my tagline is that Brown Girl Radiance celebrates the brilliance of women of color through reflective conversations and stories. So that's what I'm looking to do.
I love that. And you know, it's kind of interesting because last week I interviewed a gentleman, in matter of fact, it's going to be released today in the upcoming release of Podcast Censor, a guy by the name of Steve Webb. And he was like one of the first podcasts that did a faith-based show. And he purely is faith-based. He talks about the Bible. But you know what's interesting? What really put goosebumps on the back of my neck was he had the same experience. He was basically, he said, I was called and told to do a podcast. So you're the second person in a week. So that there's something here that is like, am I being told something? You know, so it's kind of coincidental. But if I look at where we were in 2004, and I'm going to be honest with you, it was pretty white. You know, it was the podcast space, and there wasn't a lot of women either. There was, you know, a number of women in the podcasting space in the early days, but compared to now, the diversity, the women of color are knocking it out of the ballpark. Number one, women podcasting are growing at much higher rates than men, and women of color are obviously coming on super, super, super strong. And I find that just in itself empowering because I've told this story a few times, and maybe not on this show, but I was at Dragon Con a few years ago, and I was sitting in a diversity panel, and they were talking about podcasting and how it was allowing them to get their message out that they couldn't get through the normal media. They were often being ignored, or maybe the wrong person was being talked to, and it was allowed to get the message. So for you to do a show where you're basically talking about, like you said, globe. What was the word? Globetrotters or globe setters?
Yes.
Or
globetrotters. Yeah.
Globetrotters. Yeah. It's exciting because what it really does, at least in my heart, it you're basically creating content for other women to get excited about and be empowered. And I think this is incredible. Now, I know you were down in Nashville at Podcast Movement, and we could probably talk a whole hour about that in itself. But with your show having been launched, and you're down in Orlando, and your third season, and you know, jokingly, I always tell podcasters, season one ends on a Friday and season two begins on a Monday. You know, but you know, not everybody follows my rules. And the good thing is, because there's new rules in podcasting. But what has the show? Okay, so you get this calling to do the show. You do the research, you find the booth, you start the show, you start the season, you jump in with both feet. You're on a mission here. What has it done for you? How has the show affected your life overall since you've started it?
Wow, that's a powerful question. So, well, first I will say that, you know, while the podcast, it's called Brown Girl Radiance. And of course, in podcasting, they always say that, you know, you really do have to find that niche market. But one thing that I really love is that I have had men as well tell me they enjoy the show.
Awesome.
And actually one example that I can think of is in my company, there's a gentleman, a Caucasian male, who I used to do some training with as co-facilitators. And he messaged me a few months ago on Facebook and shared with me that he had listened to all of my episodes and that he knew that I was not the target market, but that he really enjoyed the content and that he wanted me to keep going. And so I think that's definitely an encouragement. And I would just say from the inception, what has up to now, what has been encouraging for me, like that first season, I felt like I had a vision and I knew how I wanted the show to go, and to have actually friends who believed in me, I had seven different women on my show that particular season. So for them to just fall in line with the vision, meet me at the sound booth, and be willing to have those conversations when it was really just, a dream at that point. And so that was encouraging from the start. And then I would just say every time anyone tells me that they listen to just one episode, it's always an encouragement to me. And even now in the last year or so, looking at my podcast statistics and seeing that I have listeners on every continent. So that is very exciting. And I would love to learn more about some of my international listeners as well, and how they found the show, all those things. Because again, while it is geared towards Black and Brown women, I'm glad that others are finding value in the content. And for me, it's just made me proud to be a Black woman and to be able to share our stories and to be able to give other women a platform to share their experiences as well, because we're definitely not a monolith. And so I love just being able to bring those diverse voices within the Brown Girl Radiance space. And yeah, I really love it. And quite frankly, I always tell people, if you get me started about talking about podcasting, it's hard for me to stop. So yeah, I just am so honored. Like I said, anytime anybody chooses to listen to just one episode. So,
you know, it's an interesting topic, or not topic. It's an interesting, what you say, as long as they listen to one show. When and maybe people listen to shows for years have heard this, but when we lost my dad, my mom and I did a podcast. It was about her transition from basically being married and being a widow and not being able to find the keys to the lawnmower and all those things my dad did, right? That those frustrations she had as a widow. And our goal with that show, which was only like 26 or 27 episodes, was to help one person. That was the goal. It was really to help one. And even though it's been 14 or 15 years now since we've done an episode of that show, every once in a while, we'll get an email that said, I found your show. I listened to the series. Thank you. And, you know, that, you know, we accomplished what we'd set out for early on with that. So I think it's good. A lot of podcasters say, oh, I need to get bigger. I need to get bigger. I need to get bigger. But if we can just reach and help one person, that's that's significant. And when people say my audience is small, I've only got 100 people listening to my show, I often say, how many people does your boss get to talk to? How many people does maybe your pastor, maybe part of a small congregation, maybe there's not 100 people that attend that church. So how many people does the people and authorities and people are giving, you know, brilliant radiance or girl radiance, how many people are others reaching? And I think this is the beauty of podcasting. And it's very heartwarming for me to hear you to put it in that concept of just, you know, hearing from one person, they listen to one episode and you're thrilled. And I think that's a very good perspective. Now, you've talked about them giving you feedback. So maybe it ties together, but what have been the comments from people that have listened that have said, oh, I listened to this episode, and, you know, whatever the comment was, how's that feedback helped you for the audience that you're trying to reach?
Well, so interestingly enough, I talked about in the beginning how I have these different themes each season. And one thing I can say that I've learned to do over these 3 years is to be flexible sometimes with my content. And so by that, I mean, sometimes I'm inspired to do an episode that might not necessarily be on theme. Mm-hmm. And so I call those bonus episodes. So I've been inspired to do devotional episodes before. And last year during the pandemic, I was inspired to do an episode in last April. And it was actually one of Maya Angelou's poems. That was the episode. It was called On the Pulse of Mourning, which I think really spoke to how we were feeling at that time and really being able to give that encouragement to others. And then during the summer, I recorded with some of my friends, a panel of women. We did the Queens and Kings of Quarantine. And so those were really fun episodes where we were, again, celebrating our culture, Black excellence, and different things that were in the zeitgeist at the time. And so one of the episodes that we did was around The Last Dance, which was the 10-part documentary about Michael Jordan.
Right.
And so for me, being a basketball enthusiast, it was really awesome to be able to connect with other women who were also passionate about it and put out this episode where we were all talking about basketball, like, and from a level of depth, not just like, oh, you know, how handsome this player and that player, because I know that's kind of the stereotype, but no, we were really getting into some deep conversations about it. And because it was a 10-part series, there was so much content that we were trying to cover, and it was a lengthier episode. It ended up being about 2 hours, but I'll never forget, out of the blue, getting a text message from, again, a former coworker, a male, who said, hey, I listened to that episode. That was wonderful. Like, keep that up. Great work. And so it's just nice when you get that kind of reception. Yeah. I have some people who tell me that they look forward to, like, during their, I had a former classmate from college tell me that Sunday afternoons is their time that they listen to podcasts. And so they're always excited, you know, to put mine in the rotation. I've had others tell me that when they want to relax, they put on Brown Girl Radiance podcast. And so all of those things are just huge compliments for me. And again, it makes me feel like I'm doing something right and that I'm purposed to be a part of this podcasting world.
You know, many of you are, well, all of you are listening to this, but I get to see LaJoy on camera. And let me tell you, she has the biggest smile, and can you guys feel it? Can you just feel her coming through the microphone? I do. So you're a natural. I think that you were made to be a podcaster. And so you found a good calling. So what is the plan then for the show? Are you got some ideas for series 4, or, you know, where's it headed?
Yes. So first I will say, for season 4, one thing going to Podcast Movement and being around other podcasters is always such an inspirational experience. And I always like the way I put it, I feel like I'm amongst other audacious dreamers. And so with that, I currently, my podcast is monthly, but I really feel called to do 2 episodes a month now. So I'm trying to work through the bandwidth for what that's going to look like this fall. And the subject matter that I want to cover going along with, you know, this theme of Brown Girl Radiance and speaking specifically to, I would say, my generation, is we are going to talk about the imagery of Black women in 90s television.
So
shows like Living Single, Different World, 2 of my favorites, Girlfriends, so many, Family Matters, Sister, Moesha, just so many of these shows that are a significant part of our culture and really help to give us beautiful images of Black women. And so, yeah, so we're going to be doing some panel discussions around that. And I'm also, you got to see some of my branding, some of my merchandise. So looking to launch or make product available this fall as well, working with a creator, a Black creator actually on Etsy, who I found, who did a wonderful job on my shirts. And of course, people now want to order them. So trying to work through some of those logistics and just continuing to build. I've made some incredible connections during podcast movement. So been following up on that and hoping to do various collaborations in the future, maybe even join a podcast network.
Read the fine print.
that's a great advice.
Yeah, read the fine print. Yeah. You know, it sounds to me like you've had just fun doing the show too. Isn't that a big part of it?
Absolutely. And you know, I'm a creative person anyway. Like I love arts and crafts and, you know, scrapbooking and making jewelry. In fact, when I was in college, I had a jewelry making business. And what I realized is podcasting is allowing me to tap into another side of my creativity through the content that I'm putting out. So yeah, love it.
You know, it's an exciting time. And I think, again, and those that are listening to this are podcasters, so they know that this medium has no rules, no limitations. No one can tell you no. No one can tell you get in line. There's none of that. And I remember many years ago being kind of naive at a conference, and I asked this television executive, you know, what's it take to get on channel 862 of your cable network? And he says 10 years and $10 million. And I got to thinking about that, and I'm like, I don't need you. I've never needed you. We've never needed you. We went around you, and this is the beauty of what podcasting is. And yet at the same time, we have this opportunity to reach people all over the world. And I, you know, like you, I was amazed one time I had a listener that showed up in the stats down in Antarctica, and I'm like, who is listening to my show in Antarctica? Right. So I said it on the show, who's listening in Antarctica? And about 2 months later, I got a reply because the guy was down on the ice doing scientific stuff. So, I've been listening to your show, you know, for years. I get the internet connection, I load up, and I'm just like, well, cool. Thanks. You know, thanks for listening down on the ice. So you also never know who's listening, because every once in a while you get a big surprise by, you get an email and you're like, wow, you know, he or she's listening. And it's, you know, someone maybe of stature. You never know what doors are going to be opened up. And, maybe one of those basketball stars will reach out and say, hey, I want to be on the show too, that you were talking about. So
I would love that. Yeah. I would love that. And like you said, that's one thing I always tell people whenever someone tells me they're interested in starting a podcast. The thing I love about podcasting is there is literally room for everyone.
That's right.
Your unique voice. And like you said, there's no rules, no bounds. And so put it out there, share it, because again, going back to our earlier conversation, at least one person is going to get something out of it. Of course, there'll be more, but
sure.
But you know, that one person needs your perspective, needs your voice, needs your content.
And I think too, what you'll find is if you do decide to join a network, the big fear podcasters have is that, oh, I'm going to lose the audience to this show that's part of the network. And early on, we found that we did a little horse trading, you know, some shows crossed over to another. But what it ended up being was a bulk up. Everyone went up together because we were all, and the thing is, you have to be part of a network of shows that you can endorse and trust. That's a big part of it, because the second someone's part of the network that you're kind of like, eh, well, that's going to bleed through the microphone. And maybe you won't want to promote that show. And I always caution podcasters, if there's a show you don't want to promote, don't promote them, because your audience is going to go over there and say, why did you do that? Why did you send me over here? And you'll know that. So that's the, you know, it's a fine balance of working with a network. We're not all going to get along, but those that you do, you just want to lock up with them and embrace and, you know, race to the top and see how it goes. Are you thinking about doing any monetization or just doing at this point, just doing a little merchandising?
Well, I would love to do some monetization. And I actually was on a call earlier with a contact who I met during Podcast Movement. So we'll see. That's all I can say at this point. We'll see. But yes, monetization would be amazing. When I will tell you, going back to when I first began podcasting, of course, I wasn't doing it to make money. And sure. And obviously that's still not my goal. One thing a couple of things I should say. So when I attended the first Podcast Movement that I went to in 2019, I went to some of the monetization sessions. And I'll be honest, I got a little bit discouraged because it was very much about you need to have this many downloads, et cetera. So I kind of took a pause from that. And then last year, I went to a really nice virtual podcast conference. You know, they had many of them.
Sure.
So I went to this virtual one. And one of the sessions, the facilitator did such an amazing job of breaking down the actual finances behind podcasting. And really what it illuminated for me, which I'm sure your audience knows, is that most people, the average podcaster, is not making a full-time living on podcasting. Unless they're, you know, she was saying basically you need to have books, workshops, all these other venues, right?
That's right.
To revenue streams. And then she also went on to break down even how much you can earn. Like you need to have this many downloads to get this much money. And after hearing that, I was really appreciative because I was like, oh, okay. Like, so I'm going about this the right way, which is truly doing it for the passion.
Yep.
Hopefully the money will come, but don't get too hung up on that, because you know, unless you're working for like a network, an NPR, sure. that kind of, right, those media companies, where even still a lot of those podcasters, though, usually do something else in addition to hosting the podcast. But yeah, so this club of, you know, primarily independent podcasters who are doing it for the love, and hopefully we'll make a little change along the way. Though I will pause and say, since I launched my new website, shameless plug here, roundgirlradiance.com, I had a place, or I have a place where you can give donations.
Awesome.
And so I do have a couple of people who give a monthly donation, which is so kind. And over the summer, I've also had some very generous donors. So I'm really thankful to just be able to have that available for people who want to give, because before I launched the website in March, I literally had never asked for any type of donation or financial assistance. And if I'm being honest, I'm still a little hesitant sometimes on episodes. I don't mention the donations every episode, but we'll see what next season holds. And if I feel like it's a way that I can weave it in a comfortable way, because I really just, it's one of those things. It's, I want people to enjoy the content. And if they feel led to give, then awesome.
Yeah. I think if they know what the purpose is, you know, if the money's the cut, you know, just tell them, I'm paying a hosting bill, or I want to pay, I would do this and that. And this is, you know, this is what we're going to do with the money. And then if we get into the big money, then maybe I can maybe make a car payment. You know, it's, you know, it's really all, you know, that's what it's really in the boils down to. And right. And maybe someday a house payment, and maybe sometimes a life-changing moment where you can stop the JOB. So there's always, but I always tell people content, 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 focus on the content and the audience will come and the, you know, and if nothing else, and if it's a passion project, then it's a passion project. So, yeah, I think 97% of podcasters are probably not being monetized substantially and 50% of them probably don't ever care, but, that's not here nor there. But anyway, so congratulations for being our August podcaster of the month. I'll be honest with you. Mackenzie is the one that kind of goes around, sample shows, and she'll show, you know, sometimes she'll tell me, sometimes she won't. And, definitely, I think folks are going to get a lot of your show. So it's browngirlradiance.com is the website?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. So you've got the SEO locked up for your show. You're going to have no problem ranking high.
So, yes, exactly. Exactly. It comes in on Google searches now. It comes in number two. The Apple podcast is number one for it. But yeah, I'm very proud. And then also, can email me at browngirlradiancepodcast@gmail.com, Instagram, browngirlradiancepodcast.
I have a funny feeling that you might actually be a network leader someday. You might actually be the person that organizes shows that maybe have come from people who started shows from your show. You know, that I just have this feeling, so don't ever weigh it out.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that, Todd. I would say the church culture, I'll receive that prophetic word. but seriously, I do appreciate the encouragement. And it is something that I will say I thought a little bit about during podcast movement this year. Not that I want to like start one right away, but it definitely helped to plant a seed. So I appreciate that.
Very, very exciting. And thank you for spending some time with us here on the show and telling us your story and inspiration. And I guess the best thing is just keep radiating and doing what you're doing. But again, congratulations and on your show and whatever heads into season 4, 5, 6, 10, wherever it may lead. So thanks for being with
us. Thank you, Todd. It's my pleasure. And again, thank you and the Blueberry team for being a part of this journey for
me. Thank you for making my day. It's just, this is the type of conversations that I live for. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
So thanks, LaJoy, for spending some time with me, and I hope you enjoyed that.
I need a Red Bull.
Oh, well, she is lots of energy, and it's more power to her. It's fantastic, but, again, congratulations being our podcaster of the month. And you can kind of tell why, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, Mike, what's our question of the week?
Okay, I get this one quite a bit, but I got one recently. So why can't I find my podcast in Apple Podcast Search? And my answer usually is, well, it's because Apple's podcast search kind of sucks. But in a better way, I'm going to say Apple is a hardware company, not really a search engine company. But it can take a few days up to a few weeks for your show to show up in search results in Apple. And also note that Apple doesn't search your descriptions. Apple doesn't search your show notes. All Apple searches when somebody comes to Apple Podcasts and searches for a podcast is the title of your overall show, the episode titles, and whatever you put in the author tag. And here's where the warning goes. Do not stuff your tags with keywords. Now, your episode title is the most latitude you can have. So you can have pretty elaborate episode titles. But the title of the show and the author tag, you just need it to be the title and who you are or who the hosts are. But the whole idea is people usually go to Apple Podcasts or any other app already knowing the name of the podcast they want to look for. Most of the time they hear about it because of a Google search, so friends, whatever. They'll have a pretty good idea of the title, and your show should show up fairly quickly by title in Apple Podcasts, as long as your title is not super generic, if you go over there and search for Podcast Insider, we'll show up. We may not be first in the search, believe it or not, but we'll show up, and it just takes a little time. So be patient when you're first starting out, that, you know, the search engines, including Google, take a little while to get all your information.
So those titles are important. The episode titles are important. And of course, having the correct author tag with your name only.
Yes.
Is important as well.
Yeah, because so Apple kind of gets picky about keyword stuffing.
Yeah, yeah. They've actually deactivated shows for keyword stuffing, and really just don't do keyword stuffing in any place. So do you have a question you'd like us to answer on the show? Drop an email to mike@blueberry.com, audio, text, or video. We may use it. Of course, podcast help desk, a companion podcast system. We'll resume the first week of September. That's almost week. Upon you, Mike.
Next week.
So be sure to subscribe or follow at podcasthelpdesk.com. The show is where Mike gets to geek out on the tech side of podcasting and do a deep dive into it. And of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry product services is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Tickets give the whole team access rather than direct emails or calls. Of course, if you'd like to get now, Mike.
Yes.
They don't even need a promo code. They just come to blueberry.com.
Yep, and sign up. You get 30 days free.
And you get a free 30 days just by signing up. If you happen to miss that, you can still enter the promo code Insider. And matter of fact, our affiliates were about ready to give them a much longer length affiliate code to use. But you just come over to blueberry.com and sign up, and you get a free month. Don't have to enter a credit card or anything. Now, if you're an existing customer, we are going to ask you to put your billing in because you already got your free trial. So, but if you're a new customer, promo code is included, basically built into the new onboarding. So,
yeah, we want you to give it a try. You know,
yeah,
it is getting better. I mean, when you see the new dashboard and how it all works.
Oh my goodness!
And even if you're using PowerPress, you can still from the dashboard do some stuff that you couldn't do before.
Yep. So. That's right. Yeah, and we want you to check that dashboard out and give us feedback. There'll be a feedback link in the new dashboard. Let us know what you think. See something that's broke, love it, hate it, can't find something. We want to hear from you. We want you to dig around in there.
Our dev team was getting feedback yesterday. So.
Yeah. So anyway, we've been coming to you this week from the Blueberry Store Studios in Northern and Southern Michigan, produced by the Blueberry Pro production team at blueberrypro.com. You can always schedule a one-on-one with me, hosting customers only, email todd@blueberry.com. You can schedule a tech checkup with Mike, again, hosting customers only, email mike@blueberry.com. You can send us your podcast sticker in a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we will send you a Blueberry Care package. Our mailing address is in the show notes at podcastinsider.com. Mike, did I miss anything?
Nope. You got everything that I saw on the page anyway.
Next week, you're going to be solo.
Yeah, I'm either going to be solo or I'm going to get a guest host. So we'll see. I don't know who yet.
And you guys can talk all about the new dashboard next week.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be up and going, and we can run through some of that. Look forward to that for sure.
And I can't emphasize enough, what we've done with the dashboard is amazing, and I hope that you'll take time to take a peek and tell us what you love, again, what you don't like, what makes sense. We got more coming. More. Oh, yeah. The stats are in work, and it's going to take a little while to get those done, but boy, oh boy, we just got a lot of great announcements coming for you as part of this march to basically, demolish the old and build new. And I think you're going to see a lot more from what we've been doing up to this point. Okay.
Getting out of the 2000s and into the 2020s.
That's a fact. Absolutely. So everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for watching. If you're on the live stream, thanks for watching. And of course, those have been listening for the podcast, thank you for staying subscribed, followed, and we'll be back with you in another week for another edition of the Podcast Insider. So everyone, take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.